Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at Visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. Josh Clark, Chuck Bryant, we're here for you. How you doing, Chuck?
I'm doing well, Josh.
I'm doing pretty good, too, Chuck. I just drank a Vault on an empty stomach. I'm about to chew the cover off this microphone. I'm ready to go.
And you got another one lined up.
I do. This is my second one right now.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm about to pass out, actually, but I'll try to make it through.
Yeah, please don't. I can't carry this.
So I've got a great news item for you. You ready?
Sure.
Okay, so it turns out the sovereign nation of New Zealand actually enforces its law that you can't give a child a name over 100 characters long, and you can't give a child a name that could prove socially handicapping. You want to hear an example?
Charles Manson?
No. And arguably, I like it. I think it's very lilting and sweet, but it's arguably worse than Charles Manson. There's a 9-year-old girl who was in the midst of a custody battle with her parents, and the judge found out what the girl's name was and how much she hated it, and actually made her a temporary ward of the court so she could legally change her name herself.
Let's hear it.
Tallulah does the hula from Hawaii.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
Is that two names? One name?
It's middle that's name? Her. That's her first name.
All spelled
it's
together.
It's separate words. And I think they actually even spelled it correctly, like the is not capitalized, that kind of thing.
That's ridiculous.
But I was reading this BBC article on it, and they brought up some other examples of names in New Zealand that some made it through and some didn't. There are a couple bizarre ones that made it through, like number 16 bus shelter.
Bus shelter?
Yes.
Okay.
And another one that made it through is Midnight Chardonnay, which I think Hugh Grant probably has designs on that poor child.
Yeah, I think it's no secret how that child was conceived.
Exactly, yeah. But there are a few more that didn't make it through, like Yeah, Detroit, yeah. Sex Fruit,
yeah.
And the twins, Fish and Chips. The federal government or maybe even local government moved to block those names.
Really?
But I'm curious, though. Is Charles W. Bryan, is that the name your parents gave you? Did you change it?
No. Charles Wayne. I was named after John Wayne, which is a true story.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know what the W stands for.
Yeah, that's it. I'm Wayne.
Now I do. Well, if you have your original name, do you know anything about this kind of thing? Is this in your field of expertise, perchance?
You know, my wife actually changed the spelling of her first name.
Oh, yeah?
Although not legally, but... Well, she spells it, you know, when she fills out her driver's license records and on her bank account, it's all spelled the Emily with an IE and not Emily with a Y, but she never legally got it changed. But it just kind of goes to show how you can change these official documents without really having the court say you can.
Yeah, just by setting precedent, right?
Exactly.
But there are legal routes to do this kind of thing, right?
Right, and I think I know what you're getting to.
Yes. Chuck, how could one erase their identity and start over?
That's a great question.
Thanks.
Unfortunately, I hate to spoil this for the listeners, but there's really no way that you can completely erase your identity in this day and age, at least in the United States, without the government doing it for you.
Yeah, technology has made it a lot more difficult to commit just about any kind of crime, huh?
Yeah, in the old days, you could do, there was one thing called a paper trip, which is you could assume the identity of like a dead infant and get their records and claim their identity as your own.
It's depressing but effective.
Yeah.
Or
but,
it was. Right?
Yeah, you can't do that anymore, though, because, you know, computer records nowadays and everything, it makes it really difficult to completely erase your identity.
So I guess even if you do change your identity, there's still records of your former identity linking the two together, right?
Exactly. So if you're on the run from somebody, like you can change your name pretty easily. Mm-hmm. If you're if you have special circumstances, you can change your social security number, but you have to prove to the government that someone's either been misusing yours. And another reason you can change your social is if you're a victim of domestic violence and you really need to, you know, go underground where your ex-husband or ex-wife, I guess, if, you know, your victim of spousal abuse is a husband.
Which is actually not paid nearly enough attention to, husband abuse. I'm not kidding. It actually is a real problem. Men don't feel the least bit confident in admitting that they are abused by their wives. And
right.
I got to tell you, it's out there, you know?
Sure. Well, that's a podcast for another day.
Sure. Well, let's do it. We'll put it on a calendar.
Agreed.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
So, like I said, you can change your social for several reasons. It needs to be approved. You can change your name. It depends what state you live in for the process you go through. But it generally costs, you know, $50 or under, and a judge actually rules. I thought that was interesting, whether or not you can change your name.
Well, that's only if there's objections, right?
Well, they make a ruling regardless, and it's always yes unless there's an objection.
Okay, so you basically, to change your name, you have to advertise it in the legal organ, that usually the county newspaper.
Right. And this is for the great state of Georgia that we live
right.
in.
Right, okay, so. I gotcha. So it does that for several weeks, and, you know, if somebody notices and they have an objection,
right.
they can object. And I actually know of an instance where that happened. You remember Jeff Kilooly?
Oh, who doesn't?
Yeah. So apparently kneecapping America's sweetheart can get you some really bad press in this country. Right.
Because he famously hit Nancy Kerrigan, ice skater Nancy Kerrigan, in the knees with a crowbar.
Yeah. On behalf, he claimed, of his wife, Tonya Harding.
Right.
Who was in competition for Kerrigan for, you know, America's sweetheart, that
right.
kind of thing. So after the whole thing dies down, a couple years after, Kilooly petitions to have his name changed to Jeff Stone.
Right.
There were plenty of Jeff Stones that lodged formal objections,
really?
Including, oddly enough, I heard the guy who played Jeff Stone, the son on the Donna Reed television show from the 60s. Isn't that weird?
Wow.
Yeah.
Small
so,
world.
So people do object, but I think you have to be a little unsavory for somebody not want you to share their name.
Right. I would think Kilooly would have changed his name before that, just for the simple fact that his name was Kilooly.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
but that's
right,
just me.
Yeah. So you've given us a couple good reasons. Can you give us any famous cases of people changing their identities? I can.
Well, let's hear it.
Well, there was a really recent one. Radovan Karadzic, the Serbian leader from Bosnia Herzegovina, right?
Yeah.
Back in the Balkan Wars, there's a lot of ethnic cleansing going on. And Radic was one of the ones who was committing genocide against the Muslims
right.
in that area. So the wars end. The U.S. indicts him for crimes against humanity. He drops out. Apparently, he was still something of a hero to the Serbian population around there. So he was hiding in plain sight to an extent. He actually grew a beard and became an alternative health guru and was living quite publicly in Belgrade.
Wow.
Finally, we get a very pro-American, pro-West leader in that area. And like the next month, Radic is under arrest and on trial. So,
wow, so didn't
war crimes is a pretty good reason to change your identity as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, when I was researching this article, I found that a lot of people that inquire about this on the internet, you know, you can get certain websites will say they'll change your name, but it's really just a big scam. They'll give you a fake ID,
right,
and or reuse a bunch of the same records over and over. And it's really, for those of you out there that look into these, it's just a big money ripoff.
That's one of those things where if you want it done right, you have to do it yourself, I would imagine.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're having trouble with your identity through identity theft or whatever. But
right,
I guess if your identity gets so ragged out, it doesn't matter who you trust it to change it for you, you
right
know? But I wonder if the percentage of people changing their identity is on the rise, what with identity theft just exploding all over the place.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's one of the problems of the internet is identity theft. And it's also one of the problems of people not being able to change their identity because of the paper trail via computer. So it's sort of a double-edged sword.
So, Chuck, do you want to give our listeners the number they can call if they're interested in changing their Social Security number?
Yeah, if you're a victim of spousal abuse or if your, you know, Social Security number's been tampered with, you can call 1-800-772-1213 to inquire to the SSA about, you know, what you can do.
And for all the great details, you can read Chuck's article, How Can I Erase My Identity and Start Over, on HowStuffWorks.com. And stick around to find out what article makes Chuck think of Frankenstein right after this.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We're back. Thanks for hanging around. I don't blame you. What article is it, Chuck?
Well, it's sort of misleading. It's
okay.
Not Frankenstein, the doctor who created the monster, but it's the awesome 70s instrumental groovy song, Frankenstein. That's
Do
it.
We have to pay anybody for that?
I don't think so. If
okay,
we paid
good.
Anyone, it would be Johnny Winter, because that's his song.
Okay, all right.
And you going to ask me why?
Yeah, this is kind of, you. Not only did we start, you misled me to mislead the readers, and now
right.
I'm just as confused as ever. Why would that possibly remind you of Frankenstein? What article are you talking about?
Well, because Johnny Winter famously has albinism, along
oh, yeah.
with his brother, fellow musician Edgar Winter of
yes.
the Edgar Winter Group. They're both albinos.
Apparently it runs in the family.
So the article, How Albinism Works, is that's the one.
So do you just sit there and Frankenstein plays over and over in your head every time you read it?
Over and over. I get the earworm.
Well, that's fantastic, Chuck. So you can read all about albinism and all sorts of other interesting articles on HowStuffWorks.com. Check it out.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at Visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month.
Life in our modern age comes at you pretty fast, which makes our time away especially valuable. When I take time to relax, I like to get far from my everyday life, immerse myself in natural beauty, and have unique experiences. But you don't have to leave the U.S. to experience tropical rainforests and islands filled with adventure, warm culture, and national treasures. Visit Puerto Rico, an island with a vibrant spirit that will sweep you away. Because when you visit, you don't become part of the island, it becomes part of you. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. Puerto Rico, where visits end, but stories last forever. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.